This is It Takes Two. Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. It is Tuesday. That means Two Tall Tom's Terribly Trivial Tuesday Tidbits.
Today, man.
And he let us pick the topic today, so that's kind of fun. And if you have a topic, you can text in 35270. You can call the tall guy at 237-5948. Yeah. Our topic for you today, we want to pick your brain.
Oh, that's scary.
What are, because we were going down the route of like wanting to talk about weather myths. And right. I was like, what's better, we think, is maybe to ask you, what are three weather facts that you wish everyone knew? Maybe it's because you get asked them the most frequently. Maybe it's because you just think it would give people a better understanding of how you do your job or the weather in general. What are three weather facts you wish everyone knew?
Well, okay. First of all, narrowing it down to three was kind of tough because there's so many. But I will. Yeah. I stayed within the boundaries of the rules here.
And oh, thank three, you.
Because I like to follow rules, you know. But first thing is, and we talk about this every year.
That's a firstborn thing.
Every snowstorm is not a blizzard.
Every snowstorm is not a blizzard. Uh-huh. Yes.
I can't. It drives me crazy. Especially, I hear this on the national media. They'll have a story, and they'll be in Central Park, New York, or whatever, somewhere. And there'll be snow coming down. It might be coming down hard, but it's coming straight down. There's no wind. And they're talking about, oh, New York's experiencing a terrible blizzard. It's snowing and it's calm. It can snow 17 feet. And if it doesn't blow hard enough, it's not a blizzard.
Sure. I mean, it could even be designated as a winter storm warning.
A winter storm warning or a heavy snow warning or something like that. Exactly. And again, it can snow virtually. It doesn't have to snow. It can be sunny and you can have a blizzard as long as it's blowing. So blizzard is a blowing snow thing. Snowstorm is snowfall, and it doesn't need to have wind. So, and I picked that out because I hear that so many times. It's one of those things that people just constantly get mixed up. So I want to set the record straight there, okay?
I like that. That's a good one. Okay, so number one is snow does not equal a blizzard, always.
Correct. And hopefully we won't be talking about either one as we move forward the next few months. Let's just keep that one on the back shelf until next fall or winter.
I'm A-okay with that.
Because last year at this time, we just melted snow. And then 4 days after today, last year, we had another inch and a half. So we had just melted it all away, and we got some more. So we're not going to talk about that. All right. Computer models. Okay. Models are now available to the general public on the internet. Anybody can look up a computer model and look at their output. And I hear this so many times. This so-and-so model says we're going to get 2 feet of snow because the model puts out information. Okay, computer models are just that. They're models. They're not forecasts. They're guidance tools for trained meteorologists to produce forecasts for using them and interpreting them.
Okay.
Based on experience and what they know, the internal model biases or whatever, because I hear it all the time, and they're on the internet all the time, the keyboard warriors. Oh, we're going to get 2 feet of snow. This model says that. The model is not forecasting anything. It's just based on input data, and then it goes through number crunching with all the equations, and it puts out guidance that we use. Now, every meteorologist in the world, not just here but in the world, looks at the same model information, okay? The reason you get different forecasts from different meteorologists is that they all interpret that information differently. So what I would advise people to do, this is fact number two, is don't look at the models as a forecast. It would be like me looking at an EKG chart from a doctor and interpreting it and telling the doctor what I really think it means when I have no clue at all.
Sure.
I mean, leave the models to the experts. Don't look at a model and expect that to be an upcoming forecast. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love that.
Tom, how many models do you look at? Which are the ones that you choose to create your forecast from?
Okay, when I first started in this business, there was two. There were only two. And so we had far less to look at, and hence the inaccuracy was inherent because we had less to look at and rely on. There are so many now, and I only look at a percentage of them. I would say that right now I look at four different models because I would get confused by looking at all of them because you would get overlapping information, and sometimes you can look at too much, not only in meteorology but any other field as well. So I look at four to maybe five depending on weather conditions, and I kind of look at the internal biases that I know come within each model. And from that, based on experience of the area, too, I got to know the local geography, topography, et cetera, I come up with a forecast. Now, does that mean I'm always right? No, I'm wrong a lot, and I will be wrong again before I retire. But that's just the way of the world with weather. It's not a perfect science.
You know, I imagine it's sort of like when I went into a financial advisor once, and mm-hmm. they said, listen, you can't predict with any amount of 100% accuracy what's going to happen in the stock market. But yeah. you can look at trends, you can mm-hmm. look at different data that is available to you, and then you come up with something. And so some people are very, very conservative mm-hmm. when it comes to what they're doing, and some people kind of, you know, some go to the other side. Do some of these models do the same thing? I mean, you've got your 2 foot of snow model, but then do you also have ones where like, oh, we're 6 inches is what we're predicting?
Well, it'll happen more often than not. You'll see one. I won't say the name of it because I don't want to throw a model under the bus, so to speak.
Sure, nope. You don't have to name names.
But this happens a lot in the winter. There will be one model that I'll just use Fargo as an example. And it has happened this year and many other years in the past. It'll say over a 2-day period, 17.6 inches of snow is going to fall. Okay, and then the next one, the other one will say 0.4. Okay, so if you're untrained in the line of work and you look at those mm-hmm. two models, you have no clue what to say.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know is that particular model that put out the heavier snowfall total has a bias toward putting out exceptional snowfall totals in almost any snowfall event. So I would just kind of tamper that one down. And there are certain models that I lean on more heavily than others based on their performance in analog weather events from the past. So, you know, it's like river flood models, too. The flood centers use models to predict, you know, the amount of flooding that's going to come in a certain flood season. And those aren't always correct either. So
the most unfortunate part about mm-hmm. these computer models mm-hmm. for us and the general public is that there are a few observers of these certain models that then use social media and everything else to put out these like alarmist things.
And that drives me more crazy than anything in the world.
I know. So I love that. But you know what I do? I don't follow computer models, mm-hmm. but I love me some good radars. You know, I love to check out the radar.
And that's what I'll say on a weather app or any weather app. Radar is, you know, it is what it is. It's not showing anything. It's right now happening, and that's a very valuable tool.
Yeah.
So looking at a radar, I think the untrained eye can look at a radar and, by and large, know where the rain is and where it isn't.
There you go.
But the tricky part is the untrained eye can't determine if the echoes on the radar are actually reaching the ground, because sometimes they don't.
That is confusing. That is really confusing, and you do sort of have to, like, even with different radars, as you know, Tom, just like models, there are different radars. And when you become mm-hmm. someone like me, kind of obsessed with watching your radar, mm-hmm. you know which ones you like and which ones you don't.
Yeah, and, to you, I would say that is okay.
Yeah. And I don't claim to know what's going on.
Right.
I just like to check it out, you know.
It's like me. If I feel bad, if I'm feeling sick or something, or something's bothering me, I got a headache, I'll Google. I say, well,
there
I got
go.
A pain in my left ear. What's going on?
As we know, I wake up in the middle of the night to look at the radar. JJ thinks I'm crazy.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
So that's number two.
Number one, not all snow
is
a blizzard.
Right.
Number two, not all computer models. Well, computer models are not a forecast.
Computer models are not a forecast or guidance, and leave it to the experts to interpret them.
Love that.
Don't,
number three.
Don't go on the line and drive me crazy with your forecast.
Yes.
And you're going to get more likes than I will, because it's far sexier to say we're going to get 6 feet of snow in 2 days than it is to tell the truth. You know,
right.
But whatever. Number three.
Yeah.
And this one is, I think, the most important one, okay? Weather is not climate. Climate is not weather. Okay?
Whoa!
He dug deep for this one.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Here's the deal.
Okay.
First of all, climate.
Yep.
Climate is taken over 30-year spans, where the numbers are crunched over 30-year periods, and you do the math, you add them all up, you divide by 30, you'll get an average high, you'll get an average low, you'll get an average amount of precip, you'll get an average amount of snow, okay? So that's climate. That's long-term weather. It's what happens over periods of time. Weather is right now. Right now it's weather. You look outside, it's raining. That's weather. That's not climate, okay? Now, climate change, okay? Climate change is real. The Earth is warming. We can't dispute that, okay? But using climate change as an excuse when you tie in weather events and say every extreme weather event is because of climate change, whereas in the future, based on research that's going on right now, if it's proven, we can say that in the future, we may be able to say that. But right now, we don't have any empirical proof that every extreme weather event is because of climate change. So that's an irresponsible statement. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, yep. I love this.
Now, you know, because extreme weather has happened even, you know, there was no talk of climate change in the 30s when we were going through the Dust Bowl days, you know. I mean, there's been extreme weather. The 1950s had some of the worst hurricanes ever. They weren't talking about that then. I'm not saying that climate change isn't real. It is. But to tie every extreme weather event directly to climate change, I don't think that's a correct thing to do. A lot of people in my field feel the same way.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that, that when you're talking about forecasts, you don't want to bring a completely different subject into the mix.
Like, right, because it's talking, weather right. versus climate. Now, yep. you know, all these records that are going on, you know, this year's the hottest year ever, you know, that eventually I'm sure will be tied to climate change. And so I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying, okay, if we have a tornado outbreak in Ohio, that's not because of climate change.
It could be, but we won't know that for 30 years.
Yeah, we won't know, or longer.
Right.
Or longer. Yeah.
So, it's going to take us decades to know whether or not the weather that's happening right now is an anomaly or if it is actually, that's data-driven information.
I mean, you might say it's climate change, and 30, 40, 50 years from now, somebody will say, hey, that person said it was climate change 50 years ago. Boy, that person was smart, and in case, and it might be, but right now we can't really say that yet.
Right, right. Okay, so, I love
those
it.
Those are the three...
There you go.
Things. And climate change is a topic you could spend days talking about because mm-hmm. it's so controversial in some areas. But it is something that is real, but you can't really just tie each and every single weather event to it
it's
directly.
Interesting that most people that are in this field, and even your field, are like, yeah, it's true, mm-hmm. But
research is ongoing.
Yes, research is ongoing. So I don't really get why it's controversial. Other than people like to make things that are controversial, controversial.
Instead of tying climate to weather, they're trying to tie climate to politics.
Yeah.
And that's out of the scope
of my
discussion.
It's an interesting little game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tall Guy, that was a fun one. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for dropping your knowledge on us.
I like it when you guys drop topics on me because it makes me think a little bit. I can come up with topics, but if you want to keep doing this once in a while, let me know.
Deal. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
That's the deal.
Sounds good. This has been Two Tall Toms Terribly Trivial Tuesday Tidbits.
Day!
Award-winning at that, this segment is, and Two Tall is. And we'll be back next Tuesday at 11:10.